The opposition is demanding that the government distance itself from a new report that suggests a carbon tax would result in job losses so trivial as to be invisible. The report published by the Australia Institute by ANU Professor Bruce Chapman says that claims by the mining lobby that more than 23,000 jobs will be lost in the industry if the government puts a price on carbon are misleading. Professor Chapman is standing by his report, in which he says that in context of a huge labour market and the overall flow of people in and out of jobs, 23,000 lost positions is tiny. Economics correspondent Stephen Long.
The headline screamed, "Miners say 23,000 jobs at risk." It's the kind of emotive claim designed to influence voters and policy. The mining industry's lobby group, the Minerals Council of Australia, made the claim last month in a submission to the government about its proposed carbon price. It reckons pricing carbon will cost 23,500 jobs in mining over 10 years. But an eminent academic economist and labour market expert says that figure's misleading, and put in proper context, the job losses are insignificant.
I would use the word trivial in the context of the 10-year period over which these projections were made.
Professor Bruce Chapman, President of the Economic Society of Australia and Director of the Policy Impact Program at the ANU's Crawford School. His point is that 23,500 jobs lost sounds dramatic in isolation, but the labour market isn't static. It's growing, and there's jobs being created and lost all the time in huge numbers.
Every working hour of every day, something like 1,550 people will find a new job, and something like 1,530 people will lose an old job.
And it's not the case that everyone who loses a job is confined to the industrial scrap heap. In fact, for workers in mining, the track record of finding new jobs is very good. That's clear from the HILDA survey, a large-scale, reputable survey that's tracked workers' job movements over a period of years.
Most of the people we've found from looking at the HILDA data set who leave jobs actually don't go to unemployment. For the people in mining employment in 2001, of the 30% or so that left mining employment 1 year later, none were unemployed. In fact, they all went to alternative employment. And it's a very big point, because often people think about job losses as if it comes about with people being sacked and then having long periods of unemployment. And in some cases that is true, and government should be very concerned about that. But that's not going to be the case here.
And with or without a carbon price, we can expect a vast turnover of jobs in mining.
Our projections basically suggest that of the 200,000 people employed in mining in 2010, even without any change in carbon pricing, something like 85% of those people would have left those jobs in the following 10 years, and something like 97% would have left in the following 20 years. The vast majority go to other jobs.
These nuances were a little lost on the opposition's climate spokesman, Greg Hunt. Speaking this morning on ABC TV's News Breakfast program, he sees the opportunity to score a political point about the carbon price and jobs.
My view and our view is that 23,500 jobs for blue-collar workers matter, and they matter an extraordinary amount. And if the Prime Minister agrees that 23,500 jobs don't matter, this is her chance to say so today.
Professor Chapman's study was commissioned by the Australia Institute, a left-of-centre think tank that supports a carbon price. And if you think that colours the research, have a look at the origins of the Minerals Council's figure. It actually relates to the now-defunct 2009 ETS plan, not the current government proposal. And it came from a report the Minerals Council commissioned from a private sector consultancy, Concept Economics. The government's labelled that company the opposition's brains trust. Its chairman was Henry Ergas, an eminent economist known for his libertarian, pro-market views. Concept Economics went into administration not long after the study was completed. Read its report and you find that its figures refer to mining and related industries such as smelting. And it doesn't say that these sectors will be employing fewer people than they do now, merely fewer than would be the case without a carbon price.
Stephen Long.